My Bible says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Hell is the sinner's long home, and it's a terrifying region, friends. When I was about 6 years old, my uncle took me inside a cave that was once a iron ore mine in Iron Mountain, Michigan, in the Upper Peninsula. Even though I was just a kid of a boy, I have vivid memories from that experience. It was dark in there and cold in there, and the eerie stalagmites hung from the top of the cave, and to me they looked like twisted faces of monsters. I was too little to be in there, and I was afraid. A dark, cold cavern deep in the ground is no place for a little boy. I wanted out as soon as I got in there. And there are multitudes in hell at this hour, friend, who want out as soon as they get there. It's a dark region you can never escape from, and you'll be afraid in hell a lot worse than I was afraid in that dark cave. There's a verse of scripture that captures the essence of hell and its occupants. It's found in Isaiah 33:14. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? There are a lot of misconceptions of what hell is like. The world thinks it's one nonstop party, that you can do what you want in hell and be left alone. But you can't do what you want, because you will be in chains, securely fastened to where you cannot get out from beneath your constant torments. The outpoured wrath of God will be like a smoking furnace, and you won't be alone. Hell is a very crowded place. It's been estimated that 83 people a minute die apart from Christ, somewhere all over this globe, in crowded cities or sparse jungles, with rich and poor, or educated or uneducated. While I'm speaking, nearly 100 souls will perish, leave this earth, and enter an eternity they are quite unprepared for. Some are out-and-out atheists, some are pagans, some are baptized church members, some are young, some are old, but they are filling up hell as I speak to you now, friends. If you die outside of Christ and His blood, you may be making your bed in hell tonight. 83 people a minute falling into that darkness of hell. That's 5,000 an hour. 5,000 people is a lot of people. I've been in some big church sanctuaries that seat 5,000 people, and it's a crowd. Every hour, another 5,000 souls are shut up in the region of hell. That adds up to 120,000 people a day that die and bust hell wide open. Think about that, friends. The University of Tennessee has a football stadium that seats 102,000 fans. It's one of the largest ones in the country. Think of that full stadium in your mind, friends, full of UT fans, sitting there in their orange caps and t-shirts, cheering. What a roar they can make when UT scores a touchdown. Now blink, and that stadium is empty. A football stadium of people can drop into hell every day. 120,000 every day. Do the math, and that comes to 800,000 people a week crammed into that bottomless pit. That's almost 1 million a week, friends, being shut up in hell. The southern city I used to live in had a population of 1 million people. Picture that whole city being cast into hell every single week. That adds up to 3 million people a month fallen into the terrors of hell. 3 million every single month crammed in there, screaming and shrieking. Hell is a very noisy and crowded place. Throughout the course of a year, 40 million new people populate the regions of hell. No wonder it's called a bottomless pit. There's always room for one more occupant in hell. Let 10 years go by and another 400 million souls are shut up in there to scream in agony. Now think of all the generations since the time of Adam, and add up all the hordes of people from ancient Rome and ancient Greece and all the other ancient civilizations, like the Incas and the Egyptians, and all the old graveyards all over this earth. Earth is one big graveyard. The old world that drowned suffers in hell at this hour. The antediluvians that mocked Noah are now cursing God in hell. The wicked inhabitants from Sodom and Gomorrah still burn with fire and brimstone. Their agonies did not cease when hell rained down on them from heaven. They've been in continual flames since that morning when the sun rose on Sodom. Think of the refuse of society from each generation, the sociopaths and psychopaths and perverts, like the Caesars and the Hitlers. They are there waiting for you if you end up in hell. Hell is not only crowded with all the refuse of mankind, it's jam-packed with demons. I once knew a Satan worshiper. He was a young man, and he told me all about being a worshiper of Satan. He sacrificed goats to Satan. He would go out into the country late at night, climb a fence, and steal a goat from a farm, kill it, and burn it on a pagan altar to honor Satan. He had a personal demon that controlled his every move, and the demon spoke to him. It had an ancient name. This young man told me that he could see the spirit world, that when he went to the mall, he could see demons walking among the shoppers right beside them, unknowns to them. He told me the most crowded place on earth for demons was Rome. He said when he was in Rome, everywhere he looked, there were demons crawling all over that place. He said some cities had more demons than others, but they were everywhere. In hell, they would brush up against you and tear you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Hell is a terrifying region of haunting horror. The last thing you want when you leave Earth is to be chained up in a devil's hell. You must repent immediately and turn to God and put your faith in Jesus Christ.